About this, the Ravens, the hated Ravens, who you have a game lead on in the AFC North, have traded for Diontae Johnson. And what the Panthers are getting back in this deal, I think, tells you everything you need to know about Diontae Johnson. It is a fifth-round pick going to Carolina, but the Panthers are sending a sixth-round pick with Johnson back in this deal. But wait, there's more. They're also eating $3 million in salary. So this is the second time in months that Diontae Johnson has been traded for pennies on the dollar. And if it were just the Panthers doing it, you could say, well, that's a stupid-ass organization. They don't know what the frig they're doing, so of course they're going to get fleeced in a trade. Look at everything they gave up to draft Bryce Young. But the Steelers did the same thing.
So I don't think – I'm looking at SpotTrack. I don't think – like Bill Barnwell kind of implied that like nobody wanted Diontae Johnson. This is the best deal the Panthers could get. I mean, in terms of what like the cap numbers are and everything else, it's kind of in line, and like what the compensation is, it's kind of in line with DeAndre Hopkins to Kansas City, how much he was he's due the rest of the year.
Wait
like
a minute,
the cap
though.
Tits.
The Chiefs didn't the Chiefs didn't get a pick with Hopkins, though, in that deal.
No, I mean, the other explanation Barnwell has given is that the Panthers expect to be active in free agency, so they won't get a comp pick for this, and so they're just trying to save a little bit of money.
But that's in a league where everybody's trying to get another wide receiver, apparently. The best they can do is just save a little bit of money and barely move up in the draft. I mean, if he's a legit wide receiver, too, he should get more than that, I think. Right? I mean, I think it speaks to the baggage with this guy.
I don't know about it, if I believe that or not. Like, I think
he's better than DeAndre Hopkins?
Yeah, I actually
Well, then
do.
Why did he go for less?
I think he's got some mopey, bad body language tendencies that do not appeal to the football lifer types. He does not, let me put it this way, he does not cut the profile of a guy who's like, yeah, let's get in the foxhole with Diontae Johnson. But I just think he gets like a pretty, I think people should be very careful about saying, oh, he's going to ruin the Ravens or he's actually not that good. Because the fact of the matter is, what's the main thing people say? He drops the ball.
He drops it.
He
runs
has half
backwards.
As many drops as Pickens this year and half the drop rate.
Well, yeah. I mean, George has had issues with drops too, but George makes up for it.
Okay, I've said Darius Slayton's
plays.
A guy I would love to see in a Steelers uniform. He's got better than half the drop rate of Slayton, who's got a bunch of drops this year. The drops, I think, are overblown with him. The running backwards stuff occasionally drove people nuts here. Part of the reason that was a problem was if it cost them a yard or two and they were in like a third and two instead of a first down, he was in such a crummy offense that they couldn't overcome that. I think he is a good to sometimes very good wide receiver.
Well, then the Ravens got a great deal then.
I think they did. I think they got a lot better.
A lot better?
He is a much better receiver than Rashad Bateman. He just is. And I think people here were sick of him because people knew that Minka, who most people love on that roster and in that locker room, didn't like him. I think the majority of Steelers fans, even though we get maybe like the extreme edges that hate Tomlin, like Mike Tomlin. There was the idea that Mike was very sick of him, and the idea that maybe his teammates writ large were kind of tired of him, and so people were happy to see him go. But that does not mean that if he goes to a place now like Baltimore that's a smooth-running offense, that he's not going to get open a lot, get the ball a lot, and put up numbers. He makes them better. Like, I'm not going to sit here and pretend that this is, ha-ha, look at them. They just, like, they brought, like, the Trojan horse into the locker room here. I don't think that's the case.
Yeah, but the league has told you twice, though, that he's not as good as you think he is. In both what the Steelers got back for him and what the Panthers got back for him in this deal. Two times. The Steelers traded and got back a guy that the Panthers were going to cut for Diontae Johnson. That's how little they thought of him when they traded him. I mean, Darius Slayton is probably going to get traded. I bet he goes for more than what Johnson just went for. I bet the Steelers wouldn't be able to get him by just doing a fifth and sixth round pick swap.
So it was Diontae and a fifth for a sixth round pick swap.
Yes. That's peanuts.
Slayton's
they basically got
Slayton,
him for free.
I think Slayton's probably going to go for a fifth or a sixth.
The Ravens basically got him for nothing, and the Panthers are going to pay part of his salary.
I think that Slayton will probably go for a fifth or a sixth. I wouldn't have expected Deontay to go for probably more. I think the highest I could have seen was a fourth. I mean, Hopkins is still like a good jump ball guy who's coming off a 1,000-yard season. He went for a conditional fifth. Cooper, to me, is, well, Devontae's probably the best receiver of this bunch, and he went for the conditional third. I guess I'm just tempering any tendency that I would otherwise have to sort of point and laugh here and say, look at this bum. Ha,
I just don't know how much better the Ravens offense can get. I mean, they're going to make...
Do you think he's better than Rashad Bateman?
Yes, I do.
Okay, then they got better with this deal. You might laugh and say
okay,
how much better is a matter of degree, but they got better.
Okay, but
and they paid virtually nothing to do
it. If the Steelers in the next few days trade for a defensive player and not a wide receiver,
mm-hmm.
I would be like, all right,
For a cornerback that I thought was better than Dante Jackson, I think they made their team pretty obviously better.
But you wouldn't think that they left their problem and their issue still
out there? You look at the Ravens defense and say the guy that should be fixing that in part, I know he's more of a special teams guy though, is John Harbaugh, that his defense will just play better because they tend to get better as the year goes on. I mean, wouldn't that be your solution there?
I mean, you say that, but Jadeveon Clowney's not there anymore. Geno Stone's not there anymore.
Let me ask you this.
And the coordinator's in Seattle.
If you were the Ravens after last year, would you feel like you wanted to load up on offense or defense to try to beat the Chiefs? I would want to load up on offense because their defense didn't cost them the AFC last year.
You can't, yes, but you cannot. You're not going to win a Super Bowl with the worst pass defense in the NFL.
Has anyone come close to doing it? Like a truly awful pass defense? I'm asking that seriously, not as like a challenging question.
I don't think an awful pass defense is going to win them playoff games against whether it's Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes or CJ Stroud.
They bludgeoned Josh Allen once already this year. I know the playoffs are a different animal.
Correct.
How much is their pass defense bad because teams are usually trailing them and trying to pass to catch up?
I don't know. Why was Jameis Winston able to put 334 and three touchdowns on him? They weren't trailing the whole game. They were right there in it.
Okay.
I mean, the guy came off the bench. He was a third stringer last week.
Let's not act like Jameis isn't a former number one overall pick and that in a just world where the Browns hadn't given $230 million to a complete piece of garbage, Jameis wouldn't have probably beaten him on merits.
I don't know if the 25th best quarterback in the league is coming off the bench and throwing for over 300 yards against you. Your defense probably has problems.
Yes, Jameis can be good,
but there's like 20 quarterbacks in the league better than him. And I say that as a Jameis Winston fan.
20 better than him, probably,
yes.
But not that much more than 20. I think he's one of the best 32
in the league. If Jameis Winston can light them up, then Russell Wilson can light them up twice.
He should be able to.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
He should be able to, but I'm not sure the Steelers' defense, if they were giving Tyrone Tracy that kind of running room, is going to stop Derrick Henry, Lamar Jackson, or anything else they're doing.
I agree with that, but...
The bottom line is Johnson is good enough at getting open that, and I like Zay Flowers. He appears to be finally the rare example of a good wide receiver that they've drafted. When you start from a point where you have Derrick Henry, like your six eligible players that could do something with the football for the Ravens on any given play are Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry, Zay Flowers, Deontay Johnson, Mark Andrews, and let's toss Isaiah Likely in there. It could be Patrick Ricard if they want to, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That is a very frightening prospect.
I don't disagree with you. But
and so that's where I'm coming from.
But
there.
I would have said that about playing the Ravens rushing offense before Deontay Johnson even showed up there.
I'm saying their entire offense. My only point here is they got him for a song, and he is a clear upgrade to me over the other guy that was their wide receiver two and now is their wide receiver three. That's all.
I, for the first time, probably all year, do not feel like wide receiver is the pressing need that I thought it was.
Because of what happened yesterday?
I'm a prisoner of the moment. I was impressed again
Wouldn't
by Kelvin
Austin.
Wouldn't
you like to see Darius Slayton, though, in this offense?
No, I would, but my opinion pretty much all along has been I'm going to want to kill Omar Khan if he doesn't get another wide receiver in here. I don't feel that way this afternoon. That's my preference. I want it to happen. But I guess I don't need it to happen anymore. If I'm going to get that kind of production from the wide receivers behind Pickens,
it wasn't so much Austin for me. It was Jefferson looked like if wide receiver two is supposed if Pickens is obviously your best wide receiver and Austin's profile is sort of he's a big play artist because of the speed and everything else. Jefferson's job is be a good blocker when it's a running play,
yep.
And then be solid, like make little catches over the middle, like work live in that 8 to 14 yard area. I mean, I know he had the big third down catch down the field.
He also screwed up in the end zone on one play.
Which was on him. But, I mean, otherwise he lived in that intermediate area and made nice little chain-moving catches. Yeah, he doesn't screw up and sits down where he's supposed to in the zone there. He's got a touchdown catch and an even better line. But I guess as much as I want to be a prisoner of the moment with you on this, I would still love to see Darius Slayton.
412-928-9370. Here's DK on the Fan. Hello, DK. Please take us off speakerphone, DK. We can barely hear you.
Yes, how are you?
You got to go off speakerphone.
Sorry, I had you on my Bluetooth. You there?
Yeah. Yep, go ahead.
Where he's supposed to in the zone there. He's got a touch.
We're hearing ourselves. We can't do that today. Thank you. Call back. John is next. Hello, John.
Hey, guys. I have a few points, and they all interconnect. They involve Deontay Johnson and also the need on the Steelers in general. I think you mentioned that, you know, we might not need another wide receiver. I think we just need to have a different scheme on offense. It seems like I can predict 80% or 70% of the time when they're going to run. It's just they need to switch their mindset.
Well, then how are they averaging over 400 yards per game since Russell Wilson went in? They're so predictable.
Well, here's the thing. I think that a good running attack with a high rushing attack can lull us to sleep, because when you go and you play against an elite team, you're going to need to put up more points, and you can't switch it mid-game.
Yes, but you just said they need to change up their entire scheme after a game where they – yes, after they had 400 yards again. They need to go back to the drawing board. I'm not sure you do understand. You're basically saying flush this offense down the toilet and come up with a new one.
They need to pass more because it needs to be better. Deontay Johnson joining the Ravens does concern me, because the Steelers' defense was leaking like a sieve, and he's really good at burning you as a number one or a number two wide receiver. I think they put too much pressure on him down in Carolina.
To be very clear, John, you think that they need to pass the ball more. That's your thesis, right?
Yes, because when we play elite teams, you can get caught behind.
I'm gonna point out something to you though. And this is not like a Najee Harris friendly show usually. Over the past three games, when they hand the ball to Najee Harris, on average, what happens is they get 6 yards.
I understand, but what happens when you play Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson?
When you play Patrick Mahomes this year, you have to watch out for the Chiefs' defense, because their offense has actually only started to uptick a little bit in recent weeks.
Yeah, John, you're losing me on this one, man.
Like, if you're talking about, do you want to try to keep, like, if anything, when you're playing Baltimore,
They threw it 28 times last night.
If you're so worried about what's going to happen when you play Baltimore, shouldn't you try to run the ball more to keep the ball out of their hands and shorten the game?
If he's worried about the Steelers running the ball too much, he must hate the Ravens, because that's their whole bread and butter of their offense.
Yeah, that one...
Mystifying.
You know, we're ready to break this thing open, man. I talked to Calvin before on third down before he took the field. He'd just been close for a couple of weeks, and I thought it was his time, and he thought it was his time, and he delivered.
We'll see if Calvin Austin gets a Donnie football game ball coming up. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Talking about the Steelers' win over the Giants, here is Rich in Danville. Hello, Rich.
Hey, guys, how are we doing? Just a couple of quick observations from last night. We're definitely making progress. I love that Wilson's here. Those passes he put up were beautiful, even that one Miller missed. It went right through his fingers. So his pass is a thing of beauty. Reminds me of Ben. And then with Smith, glad to have him. I did have to give him credit for letting Russell throw those balls. I did have a chuckle there for a minute. I texted my buddy. We went run, pass, punt. I said, what was that? The Matt Canada Memorial Drive. Wasn't a big fan of the run on second and 24, but we're going in the right direction.
Are you worried about Deontay Johnson in Baltimore?
I'm not worried about – no, only because my worry about Baltimore is they're going to put up points with or without him against our defense if we don't get things learn how to tackle, things like that. But I can't wait to see if we can get in a shootout with an offense like that, or a Kansas City offense. That's what I can't wait with Russell and Smith. And, you know, when they know we got to pass the ball, we got to come from behind. If that line can hold up and get us the time to get Russ that ball floating like he does, I'll be all right with that.
And one thing about Arthur Smith, that I think I was wrong
first
about.
First call where Smith has gotten some love today.
Well, here's what I would say about him. I think it's deserved. I said of the two quarterbacks when I was making a case for Fields, I said he reminds me more of Tannehill, the Tannehill that like thrived under Arthur Smith. I actually think that's wrong. That was poor assumption on my part. We all know that Arthur Smith liked to get Tannehill out on the move on bootlegs and stuff. Russell Wilson still does that part of the game much smoother than Justin Fields. Like when he's obviously outside the pocket with the intention of throwing the ball, it looks a lot more natural. It looks a lot more crisp. The play fakes are much, much better from Wilson, the ball handling, whatever you want to call it. And so in that respect, while I thought Fields was the more accurate comp to Ryan Tannehill in those two big Tennessee years, it's clear that Russell Wilson does a better impersonation.
Guy did a 90-second call there without coming up for air one time and did not mention wide receiver as a concern whatsoever. And that's because he, and I am open to this, I don't fully agree with it, but I'm at least looking at it as a possibility. He just put Russell Wilson in the Ben Roethlisberger category, and not old man Ben in his prime or Ben in the later years of his prime, and that means that you have a quarterback that can make the wide receivers you have much better.
Well, Ben,
and so we saw Patrick Mahomes do that last year where he was throwing to Marquez Valdez-Scantling and our boy Justin Watson and Sky Moore. And
hasn't really managed to make Sky Moore better this year.
Who was the knucklehead?
Kadarius
Toney, exactly. And they made it work with all those nincompoops. And that's kind of where Rich was coming from. I mean,
well, Ben at his age 35 season would have been, 2017, I believe. So that was still when he had that year and another very good year.
They were still a monster offense then.
Yeah, I mean,
exactly.
He's still, you expected him to go out there and throw for big yardage totals and big numbers and put guys in positions to make big plays regularly.
Here's our friend Vincent in Columbus, where he was cheering for the Browns to beat the Ravens on Sunday and got his wish. Hello, Vinny.
Yeah, I was. I'm actually going to that game next month, too, with one of my friends, so looking forward to that. But I think the offense is looking way better. It's great to watch football and know that they can actually score. I was going to say, too, you guys think this is the final of the year Mike Tomlin's going to win Coach of the Year?
No. I think he's in the mix. I think right now, if they were handing out the award, Kevin O'Connell in Minnesota, they're 5-2, would get it. How about Dan Quinn?
Dan Quinn, actually,
I got to put him ahead of him. Dan Quinn with Jaden Daniels, a rookie, got him at 6-2. Same record as the Steelers.
It pains me to say this, but if Denver ends up winning 11 games or something, Sean Payton's going
right
to get
in
a
the
look.
Mix.
Man, I would love to see Sean Payton them crash and burn because I don't particularly like Sean Payton,
Again,
is not news.
Second caller in a row. No mention of the wide receiver thing.
Do they need another wide receiver, Vincent?
Yes, they do. They do. I agree with the Darius Slade thing. Watching him last night, I think they should pick him up. And I'm not as concerned about the Deontay Johnson trade, but it does make the Ravens a better team.
Thank you, Vincent. Well, Chris made a good point. He's better than Rashad Bateman, but, I mean, that would be like after we make a trade for a wide receiver saying this guy's better than Van Jefferson.
Sure. I just want to point out, I think the logic that some people would use to say I'm not that worried about Deontay going to the Ravens is, well, there's only one ball to go around, but that's not how offense gets played in the NFL. It's what are the guys you put out there allow you to do because of the attention they attract? And
he
will command more than Bateman did. And when he gets the ball, he's more elusive than Bateman. Yes, he might run. He might take like the Jeffy's dotted line route sometimes.
I got to be honest with you though. Like you said, you're not going to act like he's a Trojan horse. If they're super run heavy, and he's not that involved, and it's a contract year for him, I don't put it past him to take plays off. We saw it here. Like I don't think it's a guarantee that he goes there and I don't think he will make a big impact for them.
Okay, let me ask you this though to
I think he'll be a decent
point.
Wide receiver, nothing more, nothing less.
He got targeted a lot in Carolina, but they sucked. And I would imagine that regardless of what anyone thinks of him, it can't be fun to play in Carolina because they're just a dumpster fire. Don't you think there would be a natural bump of I'm going from the literal worst team
be.
In the NFL to I get to play with the guy who's going to win the MVP award again?
There should be, but the problem is he's not going into a high-flying offense per se. He's going into one that still wants to run the ball more than any team in the NFL.
I think if he's getting 5 or 6 targets a game there, they're going to be very high-quality targets.
The day after a Steelers game means it's time for Donnie Football's Game Balls. He gives out 3 of his balls to the most deserving players who contributed to a victory. Steelers win by 8. They hold on late. They go for over 400 yards of offense. They have a special team score. A lot of different candidates here. Let's see where Donnie goes with this one. He was watching this one at home after doing Fan Game Day Live with Mark Cavalli and Jason Mackey.
Donnie, before you start, Pony, he made an admission to us, too. And I think our guy's getting older. How old are you now, Donnie? You just had
29,
a birthday.
29.
You're speaking like a guy who's about to hit his 30s. You know why? Because you admitted to us you were looking forward to watching the game from the comfort of your couch. You're getting out of those roaring 20s where you want to go there and booze it up with your buddies in the gravel lot and all that stuff. And now you're understanding that being a boring home buddy when you watch these games is actually quite nice.
But I think that's also the sign that he's a true Pittsburgher, because Pittsburgh sportsmen hate
games.
The night games.
Well, Alex went yesterday.
Congratulations on all her success. Did she have fun?
Yeah, she said it was a kind of a boring game. I was like, what are you talking about? They were going up and down the field. She goes, well, they weren't turning it into touchdowns. So she knows ball.
Very critical.
Well, ball knower.
Man, we haven't had a call that was that critical all show.
Well, I mean, you've seen the way Alex critiques anything involving me. Are you that surprised?
All right, Donnie, game ball number 3.
By the way, I think it's also tough when it's back-to-back-to-back night
AAU
games
AAU national
home.
Champions. Sorry.
Good point.
A couple of honorable mentions in here. I mean, there were a lot of options to go around. I mean, the Giants even had, I thought, a lot of options. A couple of their defensive guys. Okereke had a huge game. If they would have ended up winning, that play that he made on Wilson maybe standing up as the biggest play in the game.
The punch, he stole T.J. Watt's move.
Yeah, I mean, Darius Slayton, a big game. Najee Harris and Russell Wilson also had very big games, but they just miss out for
Ooh.
Me.
Okereke punched Wilson in the face before his fist got to the ball there,
which
by the way.
I think will be a penalty someday soon.
I'm starting to come around as I belittled you for saying that, and I'm starting to think you're going to end up being very prescient there.
Number 3, Don?
In a losing effort, Tyrone Tracy is going to get a game ball. This guy was running all over the vaunted Steelers defense for nearly 150 yards. He had a big touchdown that brought them right back into the game at a point in which Mark Cavalli thought it was time for bed. And then right down the field did those Giants march.
Twist that knife on Cavalli.
I also caught him in one of my 19 fantasy leagues right before kickoff, so that shows what I know.
Since he was right about Russell Wilson, he's just very hot to trot about everything. So, I don't know. I guess he wanted to prematurely put the Giants away last night.
Did not make my PM team play of the game list, but Cam Hayward pretty much knocking out Tyrone Tracy was actually a very important play in that game.
Cam Hayward knew he knocked him like silly too, because he was immediately getting the trainers over, which is,
yep.
Man, you know you must have done something kind of scary when the other guy, the guy who hit you, is like, I messed that kid up. Here, come get him.
They have him at the end of the game. Maybe it's different because he was their best player and deserving of a third game ball. Number 2.
Pony knows a little something about this. Our pal Johnny the Barber knows a little bit something about this. We're going to have some surgery done here. This second ball is going to be split.
Oh, no.
Between T.J. Watt and Alex Highsmith.
I had a funny feeling he was going to do that. I really did.
Four sacks. Four tackles for loss. I think they had 8 quarterback hits. Highsmith had like 6 of them. He was having some fun with our
Greg
pal
Brown
left
and
tackle.
Kevin Young just walked in here. Sorry, Donnie, but Greg Brown just made very odd eye contact.
That's unbelievable. That's unbelievable, Pony.
Highsmith, I think, deserves basically credit for one of Watt's sacks because
yes, he
flushed Daniel Jones directly into Watt's path. I thought Watt made a pretty terrific play when Jones took off to just cuff him by the shoe. Those guys were hugely disruptive.
They needed to be, because those offensive tackles for the Giants stink, especially the left tackle was Chris Hubbard, who I forgot was even still in football.
I just want to point out, I'm going to toot my own horn, because I'm nothing if not a shameless self-promoter. You guys were very ready to say Nick Herbig's the better player.
Whoa. Don't say we. I was not.
Pony was mainly ready to say Nick Herbig is the better player. He should be getting all this run. I think Alex Highsmith has done a very good job of proving
Wait
to everyone in the end Wait. Why he is
no,
the man over
you're
there.
Not, you are actually not allowed to do this. Because you are the same person who for weeks said they need to trade Alex Highsmith for Terry McLaurin.
Well, yeah,
so
that,
if you
that's
were willing
a great football
to get
trade.
Rid of Alex Highsmith and replace him with Nick Herbig, you can't then say it would have been a
but
bad
I'm not
idea.
Replace, but no. I'm not replacing him with Nick Herbig and just putting him on the bench. I'm adding in a guy who's having a ridiculously good year as a wide receiver. You wouldn't have a wide receiver conversation.
But you're still getting rid of Alex Highsmith. It's
for a player who is terrific at a position we all agree they still need somebody.
And thinking Nick Herbig is good enough to do the job, which is what I have said all along. So we're not really any different. I don't know why you're using
the truth
this
of the matter
now
is that Highsmith is
make,
considerably
to
better
yourself
than Herbig.
Over.
I'm gonna put. I'm always trying
apparently
to put
he's
over.
Apparently he's not that much better where you wouldn't have traded him because you couldn't wait to get the guy out of town.
Again, for Terry McLaurin, you were just saying, apropos of nothing, Nick Herbig in a vacuum better than Alex
Terry
Highsmith.
McLaurin's numbers aren't that much different than Deontay Johnson, Chris. So, I mean, how good could he possibly be?
He is in company with, like, Jamar Chase and Justin Jefferson for some absurd stat this year about how good he's been.
Yeah.
So
I actually lied about that to try to make my argument better. Their numbers are really not that similar.
Nope.
All right, number one, Donnie.
Little Calvin Austin. But let's not allow that 73-yard punt return, and let's not allow that 29-yard touchdown reception blind us from the fact that I think they do indeed need to still upgrade that room. Here's why. Just keep up with the other contenders in the AFC. They're making moves left and right. Every other playoff team either has already had a loaded wide receiver room or they've made moves to make that happen. So if you want to see if Darius Slayton wants to get right back on a plane here, you can. A couple of other options out there. The offense looks good right now. I understand that. And we can, appreciate the efforts of Van Jefferson and Calvin Austin. Imagine that offense with an upgrade at wide receiver. They still got to make a move, I think.
For Darius Slayton.
But it would it be such an oversight now where you'd still want to come in the day after the trade deadline and rip Omar Khan to shreds if they don't do it?
I would be bugged if they didn't do anything. If they just stood pat and said, no, we're good with what we have.
Tony, you're also, I think you're falling victim to something here that I'll give our tweeters credit for. They are trying to think of football as a game where the injury rate's 100%. You might be saying after that game, watching the core of receivers they had, hey, I'm a prisoner of the moment. What if any one of them, especially Pickens, gets hurt?
No, I agree with that. But like my working hypothesis on them for months has been if they don't trade for another wide receiver, they can't win a playoff game or win playoff games. I no longer feel that way. You came on the air and said we got to talk big boy football, and you didn't have the caveat or the qualifier provided they trade for another wide receiver. You just came out and said you think they can win multiple playoff games. And that's without a guarantee, unless Omar Khan called you before the show and said, Chris, I'm here to placate you and pacify you. I will absolutely trade for a guy. It's just not your buddy Deontay Johnson because of some arcane NFL rule that prevents me from doing so.
I think I'd rather have Slayton than almost any of those guys that were realistically available. I think they can win multiple playoff games. I think it becomes considerably easier to do so if you go Pickens, Slayton, Jefferson, Austin, 1-4.
Donnie's game balls. He did.
So we're at the halfway point really quick here going into the bye week. T.J. Watt has 2.5 game balls because we had to saw 1.5 here.
Yep.
Justin Fields, the only other Steeler with more than one. He has 2. I think I'm a little surprised that Russell Wilson hasn't gone 2-for-2 in game balls. I think you could – I know he fumbled yesterday, which was a big negative play
in
the game.
We'll see what grade Donnie gives him later,
but
PM team professors. Maybe he's going to get a big deduction for that.
Donnie is really – you know what Donnie's trying to do? He is known as the football guy, and I think he's trying to establish his bona fides there. When he feels like an opposing player deserves one, he does not shirk that. He gives the player their props.